USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC advisory panel says most Americans should get the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccine instead of a Johnson & Johnson shot, because it can cause rare blood clots that have so far killed 9 people. Up till this point, federal officials have treated all 3 shots equally. The CDC must now decide whether to accept the recommendation. In a statement, Johnson & Johnson said it remains confident the overall positive benefit-risk profile of its vaccine. At the White House, President Biden said it's past time for people to get their boosters.
Boosters are free, safe, and convenient. About 60 million people have been boosted. So go get your shot today. Go get boosted if you had your first 2 shots. If you haven't, go get your first shot.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Severe weather on Wednesday caused some fatalities as a complex atmospheric setup churned up dust storms and knocked out power across multiple state lines throughout the middle of the United States. Officials blame one of the fatalities in Iowa on extraordinarily high winds. Minnesota reported its first ever December tornado. Colorado took a hard hit, experiencing whiteout conditions as the storm moved from Glenwood Springs to Idaho Springs. Snow squalls were also reported in Wyoming and New Mexico. Highway Patrol in Kansas reported 73 crashes. 20 of those resulted in injuries and 2 were fatal. Some tractor trailers were flipped over on U.S. Highway 75. Also, dry conditions and high winds caused a fire in Kansas to ignite. Power outages across the central United States, upper Midwest, and Great Lakes region topped 350,000 by Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are turning their attention towards voting rights as filibuster changes are now being considered.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is turning the attention of the Senate to voting rights as discussion of the Build Back Better Act is on standstill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell tells the Senate on Thursday morning he thinks the Democrats' pursuit of voting reform is a power grab.
We have discussed over and over again why Democrats will not be allowed to federalize our elections and lord over all 50 states like a self-appointed board of elections on steroids. My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting.
Democrats say they're targeting voting restrictions in Republican-led states. This as President Biden says he may be willing to wait till 2022 for a vote on Build Back Better if the Senate can pass voting rights legislation.
The remaining U.S. hostages who were abducted by a gang in Haiti 2 months ago were released, according to the Ohio-based Christian group for which they worked. A total of 17 missionaries, which included some children, were kidnapped. Most of the aid workers were Americans and one was Canadian. The gang had initially demanded a ransom of $1 million per hostage. It's not yet clear if any ransom money was paid to the kidnappers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.